In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this last Sunday of the church year, a good question to ask is, when is Jesus coming back? 2,000 years ago, Jesus ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, and he promised to return. So, when is he coming back? The unsatisfying answer is, we don't know. No one knows. If anyone tells you that they know when Jesus is going to return, you know one thing for sure, they're lying. Remember what Jesus says in Mark 13, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Jesus is coming back, but we don't know when. So Jesus tells us, be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. Now it is hard to maintain vigilance over a long period of time. For 2,000 years, Jesus has not returned, and so it is difficult to stay awake. It's like being a night watchman in a place where nothing ever happens. After a while, it's easy to become complacent. It's easy to neglect your duties. Companies with watchmen have systems to track their security guards to make sure that they're doing their duty, walking their rounds, checking what needs to be checked. When I was a guard one summer, they had watchman clock that the guards carried, and they were keys at various locations around the premises, and you had to turn the key in the clock to show that you were making your rounds. Now there's electronic systems and GPS. The companies paying the guards want to make sure the watchmen are staying on guard and keeping awake. For Christians, it can be hard to remain vigilant over the long haul. And there's no GPS system to track you. There's no key system to make sure you stay awake and do your duty. So how do you remain on guard? Maybe a different question is, what do you do in order to let down your guard and fall asleep? For a security guard working nights, it's easy. You just sit down, lean back, close your eyes for a minute, and next thing you know, you need a new job. What about for a Christian? How do you let down your guard? How do you fall asleep? How do you lose faith? Well, you should forget that you are a baptized child of God. Go through the day without remembering that God has made a promise to you through the blood of Jesus. Forget that you have been set apart from the world to delight in God's will and walk in God's ways. Instead, reject God's will. Walk in your own ways. Let bitterness and hatred build up in your life. Stay aggressive and belligerent. Never back down from an argument with someone who disagrees with you. Stop loving your enemies and stop praying for those who persecute you. How do you let down your guard? Separate yourself from the Word of God. Don't read the Bible. Don't engage in any study of the Bible. Don't feed on the Word of God. Instead, feed on the things of this world. Look at porn. Read trashy books. Watch junk. Let your Bible disappear from your life and gather dust. Start to accept as true that it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe something. Design your own God, who's there for you when you want it, but does not interfere with anything that you want to do. How do you fall spiritually asleep? Feel no need for the body and blood of Christ. Forget that you have sinful flesh and you live in a sinful world and you're tempted by the devil himself. Start to believe that you're more than good enough, you're more than capable enough, and you really don't need Jesus. And if you do something that causes you to feel shame and guilt, well, don't confess that sin. Don't admit your guilt. Just Rationalize your sin. Make excuses. Blame others. Compare yourself to those really bad sinners. And if that doesn't work, numb the guilt with alcohol or drugs or casual hookups. And act like an unbeliever. Conform your life to the ways of the world. If you see it on TV or in the movies, it must be okay. If everybody else is doing it, well, join in. If others are cheating, cheat. If others are lying, lie. If other people are getting drunk and getting high, well, just go along with it. If others are engaging in sexual intimacy outside of the marriage of a man and a woman, well, that must be okay then. You know, it's so hard to swim against the current. Just give in, go with the flow, conform your life so you fit in with everyone else. How do you lose your faith? Stop praying. Don't set aside time to go to the Lord with adoration, confessions, requests, and thanksgiving. Quit acting like you're dependent on God and assert your independence. And stop giving an offering to the Lord's work. Find some excuse or some perceived way that the church is wasting money, and instead keep that money for yourself. You're better at using it anyway. You could pump up your retirement or buy a new car with the money you give to church. And whatever you do, in order to lose your faith, stop coming to worship services. Stop gathering together with those weak-minded people who think they need Jesus. Come up with an excuse that works for you. I work too late. I party too late. The pastor did something that I don't like. It's my only day to sleep in. I don't have the right clothes. Just come up with an excuse and stop coming to worship on Sunday. Stop coming to worship. Stop confessing your sins and hearing you're forgiven. Because that all just shows how dependent you are on God. Who needs that? This is what you can do in order to let down your guard and fall spiritually asleep and lose your faith. And you know this can happen. You've seen it happen to members here, family members, friends. They lean back in their chair, they close their eyes, and they fall asleep. They take a spiritual nap. But the end is coming. Jesus is going to return, and you don't know when. Those who have let down their guard and fallen spiritually asleep will be judged with the unbelievers. At the judgment day, Jesus will deny that he knows them. And they will be forced to spend eternity with the devil and all his angels in the lake of fire. So stay on guard. Stay awake. The end is near. Remember who you are in Christ. Remember you are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Stay in the Word. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Hear the Word. Stay hungry for the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. It is a meal for sinners. And you are a sinner. Jesus is here for you. Confess your sins. Receive forgiveness. If a particular sin troubles you, then confess it privately to the pastor and know that that sin also is forgiven. Act like a follower of Jesus. Be salt and light to the world. Delight in God's will and walk in his ways. And pray. Pray together here. Pray alone in your room. Pray throughout the day. Bring your needs and concerns to the Lord along with thanksgivings for all that he has done. Give generously to the Lord's work. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Come to church. Kneel down and confess your sins. Sing the truth about Jesus. Hear the words of forgiveness. Receive the body and blood of Christ. Know you're not alone in this struggle against sin, death, and the devil. Be on guard. Stay awake. Jesus is coming back, and you do not know when. But living in the anticipation of Jesus' return is not really like being a security guard watching an empty building through the long dark night. Living life as a Christian waiting for Jesus' return is living out your ordinary life in extraordinary ways. Living out your life in all your various vocations as child, as parent, grandparent, worker, employer, citizen, church member. Living them out according to God's will. Living out the Ten Commandments, not in fear, but because you're already a child of God, marked for salvation in your baptism. Repent when you sin. Struggle against sin. Jesus is coming back to save you. You are his baptized child of God. Be on guard. Stay awake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.